Phoenix Audio presents.
Powers That Be by Anne McCaffrey and Elizabeth Ann Scarborough. Stifling in the crowded processing center of Petavia's spaceport, Yanabar Maddock eyed the side door. Unobtrusively making her way to it, she slid the door open just wide enough to accommodate her thin body. For a moment, she leaned against the side panel, then the cold air hit her. One of the small joys of life were those first moments of breathing fresh, unadulterated, unrecycled air. The real stuff. She began taking deep breaths, tentatively at first because her lungs were still not working as well as they should, one of the reasons she was the perfect candidate for Petebi in the eyes of her employers. They'd have more of a chance to heal here, in an unpolluted atmosphere, than in the rarefied aisles of that medical complex back on Andromeda Station. She took in one deep breath too many and started to cough until her eyes teared with the spasms. Slipping back inside, she turned her attention to the screen at the far end of the long hall, where the names of those to be processed were blinking. Y. Maddock was one of them. "Maddock, Y," she said to the official. "ID," he said, without even looking up. She extended her left wrist, and he turned it so he could see it. "You're cold," he looked up now. She shrugged, leaning against the door. "Didn't you attend the briefing? Don't touch metal." "Even inside?" she asked innocently. A slip of film extruded from the slot by her hand. "That has your work number, which you will memorize."